Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got a lot of good stuff to talk about here in the final hour of the program. And in the Monday night football game, Seattle up 7-0. You just heard Steve DeSega. There was a strip sack, fumble, and then they go in for the touchdown. Geno Smith with a touchdown pass. 7-0 Seattle, 13.5 minutes to go in the till the half. So, Chris, there we are, updated. We're ready to roll in the final hour of the Odd Couple on this Magic City Monday.
All right, Rob, here's what I want to ask you, and I said this earlier. If the MVP – and we're early, but this is what you do, right? Four games in, a month into the regular season, and I was saying earlier as we were talking about the Bills that I think you could make a good case for Josh Allen as MVP. But I think the top three, some, you know, we had a caller, Chili Tim said Tua, I think it was him. And that's fine because Tua's got the best numbers, right? And they obviously are having a successful season at 3-1. So that's legit. Tua, Josh Allen, and to me, Rob, the third guy, when you just watch these games and see the impact he's having on the games, I would say Christian McCaffrey, the running back for the San Francisco 49ers. It would hurt. Those would be, I mean, it changes. I had Micah Parsons number one after 2 weeks. So, you know, we're just talking. But right now, I think those three would be my top three, Tua, Josh Allen, and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, and I got it. He's, what has he got, 600 yards? League leading, right?
459 rushing. He's leading the league by almost 100 yards.
Yep, seven touchdowns.
He's on pace, Rob, for 1,951 rushing yards, which, you know, isn't a record. I mean, it's not even 2,000. I don't want to say not even. Like, that's easy to do. But remember, you get the extra game and it still wouldn't be 2,000 yards and 25 touchdowns. So it's not like, you know, these are historic numbers, but he is putting up great numbers. He's averaging 5.7 yards a carry and he's valuable in their receiving game. He's the second, got the second most catches in the league for a running back. Now, he's not close to the top in receivers, but for a running back, he's second second most receptions. And Rob, and I know last year doesn't matter, but since he joined the team, remember he was traded there from Carolina midway through last season, they're 14-1. And they lost the first game he played. Remember he came in like early in the week and it was questions, is he even going to play? And he did play, but really didn't know the playbook and all that. That's the game they lost against Kansas City. So since then, they've actually won 14 straight games with him on the team. And so, again, I know that doesn't count for this year, but I think the dude is, again, you look at Patrick Mahomes not having his typical season. Lamar's not really having an MVP season, although he's playing really well. Justin Herbert's playing well, but they're 2-2. Joe Burrow's not in the hunt. Jalen Hurts is not putting up the tremendous numbers. The guys with some of the guys with big numbers aren't winning, you know. So I do think right now those would be my top three.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that, Chris, is that we have seen other guys put up some incredible numbers. When you talk about not being a quarterback, right? And those guys could barely even get a vote. And I think that is the problem that he's going to have. It's like, was it, I don't have them in front of me, Rob G. Do I have it all? Okay, Rob G, jump in because we went over this list. And Chris, just listen to the guys and what they were able to do and the numbers they put up and barely sniff votes. Barely.
Double.
Like, that's the issue. Rob, you got the list.
This is the last 10 years non-quarterbacks to get MVP votes and guys who put up great numbers couldn't even
get
an MVP.
Now, let me ask you this,
sure.
Rob G.
Yep.
Isn't the voting a tad bit different now?
Now it is, yes.
Right, so
placed.
What is, explain that.
So now you can vote first, second, and third place votes. And you
right,
get a percentage.
And that's just started what?
Last year.
So when you get these numbers, this was when you just,
correct.
For the most part, you just voted for one person.
Sure. So here,
that's a huge difference.
Here's in the last 10 years, non-quarterbacks to get MVP votes and what they had to do to even get a vote. 2021, Cooper Kupp got one vote. He won the NFL receiving triple crown. Second most yards ever, second most catches.
Which is crazy.
Ever.
Just think about that. He got one vote and put in that kind of work.
2017, Todd Gurley got eight votes. He had over 2,000 scrimmage yards and 19 touchdowns as the hub.
Now, I remember
of
thinking
the Rams
that
offense.
Gurley was certainly the Rams MVP.
Right.
Right.
2016, Ezekiel Elliott got six votes. He had just under 2,000 scrimmage yards, 16 touchdowns. Again, him and Dak that surprise season as rookies. 2014, this was the closest. J.J. Watt got 13 votes, 20 and a half sacks, a touchdown, and he had three receiving touchdowns. So
that's pretty incredible. 20 and a half sacks, 13 votes is a lot.
And then here, Rob Parker, these are the guys you mentioned that had phenomenal seasons, couldn't get a single vote. 2020, Derrick Henry, over 2,000 rushing
Chris,
yards.
2,000 rushing
no
yards, zero votes, like zero.
Well, again, that was when they only voted for one person. Who won the MVP that year?
I believe that was Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers that year?
Yeah. 2019, Michael Thomas, NFL record at the time, 149
catches. Another one,
catches.
149 catches went
no
for
votes.
Not.
2018, Aaron Donald, a defensive tackle, got 20 and a half sacks. No votes. It's a quarterback award until further notice.
I think that's a little, but I think those, like number one, I think, again, that was most of those were, if not all of them, were in years where you only voted for one person, not three. And I imagine three, it won't just be based on who has the most first place, right? It'll be like
the other NBA
point
votes,
system,
yeah,
right.
Point system.
Two, I'd like to know what those guys' records were. Now, maybe they were great. I know the year, I remember the year, was it 2012 you said for J.J. Watt when he had the 20 and a half sacks? And they had a really good season, the Texans. That
was 2014. 2012, Adrian Peterson actually won it with as a running he got back. 30 votes, won MVP. He had over 2,000 rushing yards and 13 touchdowns. Remember, they didn't have a quarterback that year. It was Adrian right. Peterson left, Adrian Peterson right. right, and they ended up winning the division.
So 2014 was the year J.J. Watt had
the okay, phenomenal season.
Was he with Houston?
Yes.
They went 9-7. You're not winning it at 9-7. So I think a few things have to happen. One, obviously McCaffrey would have to keep this up, okay, which is, you know, that's a lot to ask. So, but if he keeps this up, Rob, and they go, say, 14-3, he's in the conversation. Now, so that doesn't seal it, obviously. But I think if he keeps these numbers up, gets near 2,000 yards rushing, and they go 14-3, I think he's in the discussion. But then, Rob, what if no quarterback from one of the highest winning teams has great numbers? That's the type of thing that I think would open it up for a non-quarterback to win the award. Like, what if Philly ends up with the best record? And I mean, Philly's going to have a great record. Jalen Hurts right now not putting up MVP numbers. San Francisco's going to have a great record. Nobody's going to make Brock Purdy the MVP. Dallas, I don't think Dak at this point would be in the MVP race. Buffalo, of course, Josh Allen, Miami, Tua. Right now, I think Patrick Mahomes probably will get himself back in the race. And then Lamar,
But this is the problem, and you saw with Michael Parsons, Chris. You have a bad game, one bad game, and you know, the way that award is set up, you could fall out of it like that. I mean, after the first two games, you know, you were feeling good about him, just saying if he continued to play that way.
Right.
He has one bad game, and they're like, you don't even address that.
It wasn't even like that bad of
a
game.
No, but you know what I'm saying, right? Already, it's kind of like, okay, well, you'll move on to somebody else.
They got beat by the freaking Arizona.
No, I know. You get what I'm saying, though.
But, yeah, but, well, I do think, unfortunately, the bar is probably higher for a non-quarterback, right? Like, you're right. Like, and I think, look, they've played four games. So each game, and at that point, when they lost Arizona, they only played three games. So I think when you're this early in the season, you're looking more at each individual game. But at the end of the year, Parsons may have three, four games where he doesn't do much. But if he's got 22 sacks, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to say, oh, but he didn't play well in that one game against Houston or whatever. Same for McCaffrey. If he's got 2,300 yards from scrimmage and he had two piss poor games, that's not going to matter because of the grand total. So I just think it's heightened right now because it's so early in the year and there's so few games that they've played.
Here's the other thing, too, is that in Vegas right now, Brock Purdy, right, has better odds.
It does he than
yeah,
McCaffrey?
Yeah, than McCaffrey. Because of the nature of the award.
So what are the
right?
odds? Give me the top five right now.
Rob G has it.
So,
you got him?
It depends on where you look, right? Because each sportsbook has different odds. But the consensus, go to Vegas Insider. They have a compiling of all the different outlets you can bet at. In order, the top six right now are Josh Allen.
From six up?
No, from one
give
down.
Give us from six.
Okay. From six up, Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Josh Allen.
That's kind of ridiculous.
And then get this, below Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, and then Christian McCaffrey.
Rob, I know you're arguing that, and I get it. You're just saying this is how it is. But does that list sound right to you? Trevor Lawrence?
I know.
No, he's ahead of Christian McCaffrey.
No, that list doesn't sound right. And I don't even know. Like, that's a ridiculous list. But, yeah.
And even Brock Purdy. Look, I like Brock Purdy, and he's playing great. But Christian McCaffrey is the main cog of that offense.
But, again, we just saw it with the Giants, Chris, and I hear you. The same way that they kind of discounted Saquon, right, for Daniel Jones. This is the problem.
This is right? part this of is why. Exact, I mean,
what did
this,
Charlie Weiss just say? Didn't he say the same thing?
Yep. The offense and don't is think this doesn't play into the finances, right?
It does.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey's behind Trevor Lawrence.
How?
And Brock Purdy. I mean, come and Mahomes hasn't had a great year. Mahomes just threw two interceptions yesterday.
Right. He has the
same stats as Russell.
And guess what? Mahomes and Russell Wilson have the same stats.
Right.
Can you believe that?
Russ has actually got good numbers. He's in the top 10 in almost everything. Yes, but that tells you what we're dealing with. Rob, do you second my notion that make a Peyton Manning Award or Johnny Unitas Award,
I was
gonna
say,
or whatever you want
to
call it?
To me, it would have to be Johnny Unitas or somebody of that ilk.
I'm cool with that. Like Cy Young,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like somebody from the old days.
That's
right.
That's fine. I don't think anybody would be mad about that.
Nah, not at all.
And give it to, that'll be prestigious, just like the Cy Young.
The Cy Young is a big award, right?
Now it's ridiculous that you can't even, the Cy Young is at least as big as the
MVP.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing for a pitcher. Oh, yeah, Cy Young.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Should non-quarterbacks, how seriously should they be taken for the MVP award? I say Christian McCaffrey right now should be top three. Am I bugging? Am I tripping? Is a brother crazy? Your thoughts next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's the MVP. That's why he's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. And quick question, should Christian McCaffrey and other non-QBs, how seriously should they be taken to win the MVP award?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with our man Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How you doing, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
We still love that. 5 years in, dude. We still love it.
Yep. Hey, real quick, Chris. Nice move by Boston getting Drew Holiday. Just wanted to throw that in there. Nice move.
They're thin up front. We're going to get into that next. But, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, just want to get that in. I actually think that the narrative set by all you guys, not you guys personally, but you guys in the media, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, it's quarterback talk. Nick Wright would talk about Patrick Mahomes the whole show if you let him. You never give the other game. You never talk about the defensive players and the running backs in this context. And then when it comes up, it's always, well, the best quarterback. So I think it's the narrative set by you guys in the media, giving all the credit wins to quarterbacks constantly and never talking about other players.
Well, to me, it became with Tom Brady, like, for real. Yeah. And I think that's what happened. Like, they beat the Rams. They beat the Rams. He didn't throw a touchdown in that game, and it was like Tom Brady won his seventh. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it was all about Brady winning.
Wait, hold on, Rob. You don't think it started till the end? What year was that? 2017?
No. I'm just saying that it had, because of Tom Brady and his success and winning, and it was always easier to just say so-and-so won. And I'm just saying because he won at such a clip.
I don't agree with that.
I do.
I mean, he won so much that, seven Super Bowls.
You're right, but I'm saying I think that's where it became where – the quarterback got so much because Terry Bradshaw, Chris, won four. He never got that kind of love. It wasn't like that.
But his numbers weren't.
But he still won four Super Bowls, is what I'm saying.
No, but my point, but again, if you can win four, but if your numbers aren't, you know, tremendous. I mean, Bradshaw only made like three Pro Bowls.
I get it. But
I mean, he's a Hall of Fame legend, but he's a legend because he won so much. Like the reason he's praised and regarded as highly as he is because of those four Super Bowls. It's not because of the numbers he put up in the regular season.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's almost like I just think that it's turned into that where it's play to hits kind of thing, and it just became easy to talk about him.
I mean,
because
that
he was
year they
that
beat,
much.
Was That's it, all. Was the year they beat the Rams that you were talking about? Edelman was the MVP, right? Was that year?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so I mean,
yeah, he didn't throw a touchdown. I'm just saying the narrative of conversation wasn't about Edelman. Hold on one sec. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, we got to consider these tremendous skill players for the NFL MVP. McCaffrey, top of the list. Also, Derrick Henry in terms of how they just ran all over the Cincinnati Bengals. The fact of the matter is this. The oversized respect that the quarterbacks are getting in this day and age, it has to stop based on the fact you can't hit quarterbacks. What right. they're doing is in no way, shape, or form the equivalent of what John Elway did, of what Joe Montana did. Go back to those Phils. You cannot hit them. So before I get crazy on this, I mean, so what they're – I mean, you can – they can just sit
and you can't hit the receivers either like you used to.
You
so that makes a difference too.
You can't even hit a quarterback based on what Tony Siragusa the Goose did when the Ravens won a championship, how he powerbombed Rich Gannon, took him out of the game. Now, the NFL, I agree with the theory because the quarterbacks are the stars, and that's why people tune in. So we do want to have our quarterbacks out there. But I'm absolutely against this adulation and glorification of the quarterback as if, you know, they're God's gift when they're not playing the same game that historically has been the case in the NFL. And this So our running backs, never mind just they're not getting paid, which is preposterous, they need to be in consideration for these headlining awards so that they can change the narrative and perspective and get it more into balance. Thanks for taking the call.
I agree with that. Look, I really think playing quarterback's the most difficult thing to do in sports. So I'm not belittling it, but it is outsized because the influence that the credibility they get, I guess, for lack of a better word, is outsized because, again, If you don't have the line, if you don't have the receivers, you're gonna struggle as a quarterback.
No doubt.
It's very hard. Yeah, you can't do it without, and not in football.
And speaking of quarterbacks, Chris, as we go to Mr. Steve DeSager, guess what? There's been a quarterback change with Seattle because Geno Smith is hurt and Drew Locke is in. Steve, what's happening?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/oddcouple. Also, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code odd100, that's ODD100, for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, Rob, let's take a quick, let's veer off the NFL path to NBA territory. There was a huge trade this weekend. And remember, we talked about it. It looked like Drew Holiday would probably get traded. Looks like Drew Locke just threw a touchdown pass. The tight end did most of the work.
What was that, 52 yards?
Yeah, the tight end did most of the work.
He stayed in bounds too, Chris, I think.
And ran through a couple of cats. The Giants. Did he stay in? Good job by him. Yeah,
I think he stayed in from what I'm seeing.
Wow, great job. Great work by him. He stayed in.
His knee went down. Nah, that's going to right. It'll be at the one and a half.
Not even the one, really. I think it'll be the
you think so?
6 inches or something like that. Yeah. All right, but anyway, the Bucks. We talked about when Drew Holiday was traded to Portland in the Damian Lillard move. That it looked, you know, everybody was saying that Portland was going to trade Holiday. And they did over the weekend, Rob. And it was a doozy. And I thought this was the one that might happen. And it was Drew Holiday to Boston for Robert Williams III, Malcolm Brogdon, and two first-round picks. I like this move. I do think it makes Boston better. I hate to give up Robert Williams III if I'm the Celtics, but he was injured a bit. And, Rob, clearly Joe Mazzulla has completely moved Boston into the direction of they're more of a finesse team now. Like under Ime Udoka, when they got to the finals a couple of years ago, it was defense. They could score because they got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
All you
got
to do is go back to that Nets series and what they did too, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, like that.
This crew couldn't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Drew Holiday is a great defender, but he's a perimeter defender. And now my concern, I like Boston. Don't get me wrong. They are a contender.
I told you I like them too.
I think they got better with this move. But their only real bigs of consequence are Kristaps Porzingis, who's 7'3", and, you know, we know he's good. He's a good player. And now Al Horford, who's 37 years old. Like, and Horford was fine last year, played well. But I just think I'm sticking right now. We'll make our picks when we have to, Rob. You and I, we're not holding anybody.
No, I'm not.
But right now, I still like Milwaukee in the East.
Okay.
I still feel like they got a slight edge. I do think Boston got better. Drew, Jaylen, and Jason Tatum is a heck of a perimeter. Tremendous. And Drew Holiday was what the doctor ordered, Rob, in terms of he does bring good perimeter defense, but he also is a three-point shooter. He's also a legitimate true point guard who can orchestrate. So at the end of games now, instead of having to run the offense through Tatum and Brown, the ball will be in Drew's hands and they won't have as many turnovers and they'll make better decisions and all that. So they're there. Don't get me. They are right there. But I like right now, I still like Milwaukee a tad bit better.
Yeah, Boston, they've made some changes. And you got to see how it all is going to play out because they changed the fabric of the team, would you say? Yep. Is that the
they
right
They changed
word?
Their personality. Yeah. I mean, you still have your two stars. And Jaylen is a very good defender.
But still.
So is Tatum and Drew. Like, the perimeter defense is going to be fine. But it's almost like, and we've seen this with Missoula, Rob. They're going to be put it up, three-point shots. We're going to make more threes than you are, and we're going to outscore you. And don't forget, Golden State, Rob, all those championships, great defensive team too.
Because you got to get stopped. You know what the NBA is all about, Chris. It is about, you obviously got to score and do all that stuff, but you need stops at the end of games to win games in the NBA.
Even Denver played much better defense in the playoffs than they did in the regular season. And so I like it. And here's the other thing, Rob. Porzingis is injury prone.
He has been most of his career.
And that's, Rob, Porzingis is a really good player. I mean, I like Porzingis a lot.
But he can't stay
healthy.
But
the problem is he's hurt a lot, right? I mean, he's a legit 2010 dude or 29, whatever you want to, 20 points. Like, his career is 19.6 points, 7.9 rebounds. He's 20-8 for his career. And that, of course, is including the first couple years where you're not scoring and rebounding as much.
And you're right.
Last year, it was 23-8 for Washington. But here's the deal, Rob. Last year, 65 games. Okay, that's good by today's standards. Year before that, 51. Year before that, 43. Then 57. Year before that, 48. I mean, year before that, he actually missed the whole year. Then 48. Like, he's been injury prone. And so they're going to need him to be healthy at the right times of the season and really throughout most of the season so that they can get acclimated to playing with him.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to come together for them, but it's not impossible, Chris, because of what you said.
No, I think they're
because of what you said, they have two big time stars.
Yep.
And if the other guys can just do their part along with what they do, I'm talking about the stars, then they're going to be in the mix. I believe that.
No, they're going to be in the mix. The best team, to me, Milwaukee and Boston, Rob, are a notch above everybody else in the East, and like the other contenders. Like Miami, I'm sorry, they're good. I give them all the credit in the world last year. But I would put these two ahead of them. Philadelphia, I would put these two ahead of them. They got all types of issues going on there. And then you got Cleveland and Atlanta, some pretty decent teams. But I think it's clearly Milwaukee and Boston. Now, it may not end up that way, but that's what it looks like to me right now, Rob.
Yeah.
And it's because interesting.
I'm still not with the Miami. You know what I mean?
You're right.
I know, Chris, they went last year. They've been to the finals two of the last 4 years. But I just don't feel good about. They didn't do anything to make me feel different about them.
No. They're gonna be the little engine that could again, and we'll see if that works again this year, to the point that it did last year. With Milwaukee and Boston, it's interesting because it's almost like the two teams are taking different approaches, entirely different approaches. Like Milwaukee is huge, Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, Giannis, right? And they are great defensively. Now, they score too, but they're great defensively. And then you've got Boston, which is smaller, much smaller. I mean, even Porzingis is tall, but, he's a finesse player. And they're a more finesse team and focusing more, in my view, on the offense and the scoring than the defense. So it's going to be interesting, man, but things have gotten even more exciting in the NBA, Rob. And then we got to see what happens with James Harden, right?
Who didn't show up today.
No. And look, if I'm Philadelphia, Rob, I'm not, I'll trade him. I think Daryl Morey is very willing to trade him, but I got to get a good deal. I'm not just doing it to appease you because I got to be honest, Rob. I think they can be darn near as good without James Harden.
Yeah, but still, you just can't give a player like that away. And
no,
and,
that's what I'm saying. Right, like right. I hear what you're saying. I wouldn't. Him sitting out wouldn't force me to be like, oh, I got to get something for, you know what I mean?
Right.
Unless they start playing terribly. But I think with Maxey, they'll put the ball in Maxey's hands. He's going to get you 20-plus. Obviously, Embiid, Tobias Harris can still give you 18, 20 points a game. Like, I mean, and with Harden, they're better with him. But I don't know. I think they can be a second-round team even without James Harden. But they should get something decent for him. I mean, we'll see if they end up trading with the Clippers, right? All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. One segment left. And Sean Payton, wow. He finally got his W. But it was oogly. Ugly. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, Sean Payton got his first win as coach of the Denver Broncos after an 0-3 start. It wasn't easy.
Barely,
either.
Chris. That was
right.
Ridiculous.
They
when
were
I
down
saw the score.
21-7.
What did you think? I was like, are you kidding me?
And then they were down 21-7 at half, but did 28-7 late in the third quarter, Rob. Late in the third quarter.
Because, Chris, when I saw the score, I was like, are you kidding me? They are really bad. My God.
Yeah, right. They, now you're saying this is season saving. I'm with Charlie Rice. He wasn't going to get fired because he's making so much money.
No, I get that, but you would have lost everything. You would have had to.
I think they still going to, like this, they're not going to have a good season.
I know, but I think that if, Chris, if this thing had turned even uglier, right? There was a chance, even with the money. You're talking about the Walters.
No,
they got
no
money.
Way. No way.
I don't know.
You can get him to resign. You can get some other team to take. Like, there's no way. 4 games in, and he's making $18, $19, $20 million a year, whatever it is, for Rob G, get his contract. Or
I don't think he's making that much.
I think he's making about 18.
He wanted that. Did he get that?
He wanted 20. Rob G, see if you can find what he's making. I can't believe. Go ahead.
According to Peter King, it's a 5-year deal, quote, in the neighborhood of $18 million a season.
That's crazy.
They ain't firing him. I mean, not this quick. That would be bad business. You get rid of the players before you get rid of that. To pay him that much money for the next 5 years? No way. But, Rob, it was, I'm not taking it literally, but I get spiritually, it was a must win. And they got the Jets. Now, the Jets, it's going to be an interesting game because it's a grudge match, right? Because of what he said about Nat Hackett. And so that'll be interesting.
What did you make of Charlie Weiss? Because that rubbed a lot of coaches, Chris, wrong way. Yeah. It's okay. I mean, everybody kind of knows, but to do it publicly was the problem.
Yeah, I mean, he can say what he wants, but he looks like he's got egg on his face because he's done a worse job than Hackett. I mean, really, just going by the results, Hackett didn't give up 70. Hackett was 2-1 after, three games, not 0-3. So I think he looks bad, but I think the Jets have a shot of beating Denver. And Rob, what the game told me was just how bad their defense in particular is. I think it was Rod saying it, this was a top 10 defense the last 2 years. How in the world do they become the worst defense in the league in one offseason?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. I know that they got a new defensive coordinator, right? He hired his guy, but what did they do? Did they get rid of the players too?
If I'm Sean Payton, I'm looking at I'm not trying to get the dude fired, but I mean, our defense. There is no excuse for their defense to be that bad. I'm sorry, it's just ridiculous. Russell Wilson's actually playing pretty good football. They're not scoring as much as you would like, or they seem to have trouble putting together two halves, right? Bad in the first half, then they look good in the second half. But they got I don't know. It was a big win. He needed it because if they hadn't beaten them, who you going to beat? But this is huge this weekend too, especially with all the talking he did. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, we are signing off, but keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next, and they bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.